Hello, neighbors. This is Jim Quicksell from New Windsor, New York, owner at Old Key West, Saratoga, Animal Kingdom, and Hilton Head, and you are listening to My DVC Points.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed. Your fast passes are booked. Pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome to episode 6, where we kick off the Copper Creek Resort Review. Thus far, we've heard individual stories from Shelby, Valerie, and Terry. We've had Jim Corcus bring us up to speed on the history and background of the Wilderness Lodge. And in today's episode, we really get to the heart and soul of this podcast. Real members, real experiences, sharing their own preferences, and in some cases, things that aren't quite their favorite. We try to be honest and real with you in a respectful and positive fashion. We point out some things that aren't quite our favorite in the show. We also visually document them in the show notes. You can find our show notes at mydvcpoints.com/006. That being said, let's get on with the show. Tonight on the line, we have myself and my wife, Laura.
Hi, guys.
We have Terry Weaver.
Hello.
Terry, can you tell us a little bit about your home resort and how long you've been a DVC member?
Home resort is Saratoga Springs, and we've been DVC members for about 11 years.
We also have Shelby Russell on the phone tonight.
Hi, guys. It's Shelby.
So, Shelby, where's home resort and a brief recap of your DVC experience?
Home resort for me is Copper Creek, and I've been members there for about 18 months now with just one trip home so far.
And you've stayed a couple of other DVC resorts as well, right?
Yeah, we stayed at the Grand Villa over at Saratoga Springs several times.
Oh, perfect. And then finally, last but not least, we have Valerie with us tonight. Hey, Valerie.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great. Tell us a little bit about your home resorts and how long you've been a member.
So we've been members since 2007, and the home resorts are Animal Kingdom, Grand Floridian Villas, and Boardwalk.
Oh, perfect. Well, today's show, we're going to talk about Copper Creek. All of us have stayed there, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what I was going for with this resort review. We're looking for real members sharing their real experience. Starting off, resort theme and vibe. Terry, what's your take on that?
I think as soon as you start talking about Copper Creek as a resort, you have to kind of address the... I normally would say the elephant in the room, but we'll say the bear in the room. DVC started to do something when they started to add on to resorts, which I guess Bay Lake Tower would have been Wilderness Lodge would have been the first one they did that with. Wouldn't it? They did Wilderness and they did Beach. But it feels like that Copper Creek is the first time where that I know of, that I can remember, where they went in and basically took what was regular hotel rooms and turned them into DVC. You're really talking about the Wilderness Lodge as a resort.
Now, Valerie, didn't they convert Jumbo from regular hotel rooms to DVC?
They did. Yep, they did indeed. And then they also house the club or concierge level at the Jumbo House for the right. Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Right, but this is the first time where they literally went in and chopped a hotel in half and said, man, we're just tearing the whole... They basically gutted the inside of an entire wing of this property.
Yeah, like half of the resort. Oh, so they converted to DVC.
Did they make the resort better? I really miss the DVC kind of exclusiveness that this resort used to have. And Copper Creek kind of took some of that away because there was like a DVC pool. And I really enjoyed that. You know, Chad, you and I have talked about this personally before. You know, I kind of have mixed thoughts on this resort. It just depends on what you're, you know, when you start to talk about is what makes a DVC resort great is what makes it great for you, what makes it fit your needs, and what makes it fit.
Everything in DVC boils down to personal opinion. This is a hotel room converted, and when we get to talking about the rooms, that'll be very evident when we go through that. But the overall vibe and theme of this resort, national park themed, outdoors, wilderness, Pacific Northwest. To me, that vibe makes it one of my favorite vibes on property from all the different resorts, just because it's so chill and relaxed. You know,
Chad, that vibe hits you from a couple different angles. One is, you know, like, I don't know if you've experienced this too. A couple times I've driven there, and when I park in the parking lot, I've dropped my family off at the front, and then when I park in the parking lot and I was walking up to the resort, just the approach by foot through the parking lot is just impressive. You've got this enormous structure. You first can only see the roof line, and then the building takes shape. It's just really impressive and just kind of sets the tone for the theming that's on the inside. And you know, you get that same experience when you're on the boat coming from Magic Kingdom, and you got this other, you're seeing the backside of the resort, and you've got this awesome approach, and it's just that to me, that's one of the maybe most underrated things about the Wilderness Lodge, is just the approach to it and the anticipation, and then certainly doesn't disappoint whenever you.
Oh, I have to agree with you. As a matter of fact, I get that feeling when I start to turn in the parking lot. When you go through that, there's this big archway there, and that's when it just starts for me.
From an Imagineering perspective, actually, the trees change at that point as well. So you start to get into less tropical foliage, if you will, and you'll notice more evergreen trees and that. And I agree. I think it is one of the most immersive resort experiences from the second you turn in, more so than any resort I can think of, at least off the top of my head.
You get a little bit of that at Animal Kingdom, but Animal Kingdom, it still doesn't seem safari-ish until you get to the resort. It still looks like Florida. Here, you're right, with the foliage, the trees. And Terry, that used to be Walt Airfield off to the right when you turn in there, right?
Yes. Some of that is, that's the place where, you know, when Walt was visiting to before the property was built, he kind of stayed in that area that's now the campgrounds. And so his kind of base was very much in that area. Obviously, because there's two lakes there. One of those is man-made, one of those is mouse-made. That area over there where the Wilderness Lodge in Fort Wilderness is very much the area where Walt would stay, and so there is the airfield. Interestingly enough, there's been some development approval. There was definitely a lot of activity last time I was near the airfield. You really can't see the airfield now, but if you look on Google Maps, you can definitely see this spot where it was cleared out, and there's no trees still there. But now there's definitely a lot of activity going on in that space.
Yeah, we've definitely got something to look forward to there. Speaking of the parking there, let's talk a little bit about parking. How do you guys rate the parking at Wilderness Lodge compared to other DVC resorts?
That may be a good one for Valerie to take, because I think that parking is exceptional over there at Animal Kingdom, right? So I would like, and I have not stayed over there, but I know Valerie has, so I would kind of like to hear from her perspective on that one, Chad.
Yeah, so Animal Kingdom has excellent parking, especially if you're in Kidani. It's pretty much, there's never an issue, the same kind of issues you'd find at Grand Floridian or Bay Lake, where, you know, it can get pretty tight in there. With Wilderness or Copper Creek, the last time we stayed, I'm going to have to say that we valeted. So I'm not really sure on the parking per se and how limited or abundant it was. But I know that I don't recall it looking very full. So nothing stuck out.
That was our experience. I mean, when we came in, we actually got to Copper Creek in the morning time early around 8. And our intention was just to kind of drop our bags and head over to the Magic Kingdom. I do like, I guess, historically, some people have tried to park there and then, you know, not hotel guest and take the boat to Magic Kingdom. But they, you know, they check your name and make sure you have a reservation as you come in. And there were plenty of open spots when we came in. It is one of those big rectangular parking lot in front of the one huge main building, right? So it's not quite as convenient as like Saratoga, where I remember we'd park basically outside of our unit and then walk up. So not that level of convenience, but as far as parking availability, not an issue at all.
Yeah, but I'd have to agree with you there. Of course, I'm Laura's valet. I typically try to drop them off at the entrance right there, either near Boulder Ridge or closer to the main lobby, and then I go park the car.
But I frequently have to make trips to the car to get things that the kids forgot in their special stuffed animals, blankets, things like that. So I've made good use of, I think, every parking lot in the DVC resorts.
So where do you rank it?
We're one.
I would rank it in the middle.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think
I would say middle. Fair.
I would say fair. It's not as bad as Boardwalk, which is kind of down at the bottom. And Kidani, I'd kind of put at the top. So Polly is near the top, too, because
it has dedicated. Interestingly enough, Boardwalk, it used to be fantastic at Boardwalk. And then, you know, much like DVC is, you have DVC parking at the Poly, you know, Bay Lake kind of has its own parking. You know, some of those had, when the resorts were built, they were definitely DVC exclusive parking, and they kind of went away.
Terry, you guys as long-term members, you've experienced when they had the valet parking for DVC, right?
Man, that's the maddest I've ever been as a DVC member, because that was a huge part of the sales pitch years ago. We fully took advantage of that. I mean, that was a great perk, especially at non-DVC resorts like Wilderness Lodge. You know, Wilderness Lodge, if you're there during peak season, you're going to park deep in the parking lot unless you happen to catch someone coming out of a restaurant reservation. I mean, there's always going to be parking for you, but it's definitely not. It's definitely bottom middle for me to, you know, it's, you know, yes, there is parking for you.
And it's free for us. Well, not really free, but it's included in our dues. But
free is such a relative term as a DVC member.
Right. When we're staying on points, we don't have to pay extra for it.
Currently.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to change because that's part of our contract. Our dues pay for that parking lot and pay to maintain it. But anyways, now that we've parked, let's move on into the lobby. What's your all's think of the lobby, the front doors in the lobby kind of area coming into the resort?
I mean, it's obviously one of the best hotel in all of Disney properties, one of the best lobbies. Interestingly enough, it's very much the same type lobby kind of architecture that they used for Animal Kingdom Jumbo. And so, yeah, I definitely think it's grand. There's no time that you stand in that lobby and aren't wowed with the logs and the fireplace and, you know, the details on the fireplace of all the layers of the rocks. Yeah, just
not to mention a real live park ranger, right, Terry?
Depending on the time of the day. In fact, that's one of my favorite things about DVC or about Disney resorts is the retired person that always ends up in the lobby, you know, playing some sort of character. Obviously, Grand Floridian, Legendary, Boardwalk, Beach Club. You know, just kind of that almost, I guess you could call it the Walmart greeter role. Just a really warm person. They're typically in some over-the-top costume that really just kind of make you feel welcome. Kind of signal that you're in someplace kind of different.
Yeah.
Not a bad retirement gig, right?
Not a bad retirement gig at all. I really dig the waterfall.
The stream
spring
that runs through the backs, yeah.
The spring. That's just a neat little water feature. And the fact that that goes all the way down up to the edge of the pool and then kind of reset. It makes it look like it goes into the pool, but there's a bridge there that kind of stops it.
And then all the way out to the geyser area as well, right? So, and then kind of it looks like it, as you keep going down toward the beach area, it almost gives the illusion that it's flowing out into Bay Lake.
Is the geyser actually working again?
Yeah, it's working. So at the top of every hour, the geyser goes off.
It's been a while since I've noticed it, since I've seen it happen. I know for a while during construction, it kind of went away. So I haven't seen it since the remodel.
Yeah, but while it does.
It was only an hour.
I was going to say, while it does still have that really grand feel and very similar to Animal Kingdom, it's still very much unique and different, and you definitely get the Pacific Northwest vibe. So it's interesting in the concept of the architecture and everything is so similar, but yet so different. You know, you definitely know where you are, and the theming is definitely very unique to both.
And you do get the same feel because it was the same architect that designed Animal Kingdom. They designed Wilderness Lodge and even Grand Cal as well.
Hey, Terry was mentioning the rock. So they were talking about this huge fireplace structure in the corner over there near Whispering Canyon. And this is an 82-foot fireplace, right? And I understand that the layers of the rocks have significance back to the landscape of the Pacific Northwest. Are you aware of those details, Terry?
You know, I'm not. My understanding is those rocks are kind of a nod to, you know, the layers of the earth.
Right, and they're accurate. What layers of rocks you find at what level of the fireplace match the geography of the land.
Yeah, you've also got the totem poles that are in there as well that go with that. The huge chandeliers, the six-story lobby, and all the wood, the logs, or the fake wood and logs, okay? Some of it's probably cement. But to me, that's just over-the-top cool.
And the term for the fireplace is geologic fireplace.
Moving on to the rooms. Valerie, what size room did you stay in when you were there?
We are a party of five, and we were in a two-bedroom villa, which accommodated us quite nicely. I found kitchen to be the galley style, which compared to the other resorts was not my favorite size-wise because of the kitchen and the configuration. But the theming of the room, the decorations, it was, everything else was spot on.
Shelby, where did you stay when you were there?
Actually, the exact same room type as Valerie. You could definitely tell what you spoke about before, Chad, about it's a converted hotel, because you definitely could tell these were three, historically, this was three separate hotel rooms that have been kind of carved together to make a two-bedroom villa. Now, but what I did find was there was a lot of really handy storage space, and everything seemed to be in the right spot to where it made the whole thing functional. Still, the movement, like from the master bedroom and having to come out and then back down through the kitchen and the living room to get over to the other bedroom, that was a little, you know, that was a little different. You didn't have this home feeling that I think you get in some of the other resorts with the different layouts. But it was, I agree with Valerie, it was very, very well themed, very functional. And also, I really enjoyed balcony overlooking the pool. We stayed on the side where I think the odd number rooms face over the Copper Creek pool, and that's where we were looking, and that was really incredible. We had, you know, six chairs out there on the balcony and three tables. I think if you're on the other side, the even number rooms face out over the Boulder Ridge pools. Overall, very satisfied with the room, but I don't think it's DVC's best two-bedroom layout.
I would have to agree with that. I thought the storage space was amazing, although I didn't like having to go through every single nook and cranny to make sure we left nothing behind. But I'd have to agree that going from the master to the other bedroom was a little strange, that you had to walk through the entire kitchen area and to get to it. I felt like the doors should have been straight across from each other.
Yeah, I found myself using the balcony instead as a shortcut.
Oh, yeah. We didn't have a good balcony. We were at the top floor, and I felt like I was trying to save my kids' lives all the time because you couldn't see. There was no rails. It was a straight wall and then a roof. So in order for us to actually see over the balcony, we had to stand up, and the kids had to stand on chairs.
Yeah. When you look at a picture of the resort, that top floor of rooms, the balconies are carved into the roof. Balcony actually goes out, and you have a little section. So we were in a dedicated two-bedroom there, and so we had three individual balconies. They didn't connect.
Oh, see, ours connected. So I think that's what I read on touring plans, too, where they recommend staying off of the top, even two floors. And as I looked at that closer, I think it was about, number one, I didn't know what you guys were just saying about the balcony, but number two is if we were on floor five, I believe, and from there, you cannot see over the opposite wing of the Wilderness Lodge. So everything that you're looking at when you're standing on that balcony is Wilderness Lodge theme, the Copper Creek pool, the waterfall, the geyser. I think as you go up several levels and you can see over the opposite wing, then your view is of Bay Lake Tower and of Magic Kingdom, you know, in the distance. So, and that's cool in different ways, I guess, with the fireworks and such. But it's, to me, if you come down a couple floors, that would probably be my recommendation of what to look for specific, and especially with the functionality you get out of the full balcony across all three rooms.
I'd recommend that 100%, because I was always questioning where the kids were. Are they hanging themselves off the balcony? You know, climbing on chairs, which clearly there are signs that say don't climb on chairs, but no kid's going to read them. So, you know, I would say go down a couple floors too.
Yeah. And I'll post a picture of the kids in the show notes. I mean, at that top floor, the big issue is the, I guess, knee wall, or lack of better terms, the wall height of that, that you're carved into the angle of the roof, and it's so high, our 5-year-old and 7-year-old couldn't look over the railing. Their natural inclination there is to climb on a chair to come back in and look over and see out. And then, of course, they climb on a chair, and that puts us in parental heart attack mode.
And I think it also created the room itself to be darker. There wasn't as much light.
Yeah, see, we kept... Yeah, see, that it's a different experience on those other floors, though, because I found we kept our curtains open. I want to say, I mean, it was a big sliding glass door across each of the, you know, the back of each room. And from each of the rooms, you could look out and look over the pool area with no break in the line of sight. They had a nice sturdy railing out there. It's a concrete deck, you know, and like I said, they had two chairs and a table outside of each of the room, total of six chairs and three tables. So, and that's in the three bedroom. I assume the one bedroom would have two tables and four chairs, right?
Yeah, probably. Terry, now, what room did you stay in?
I've seen the cabin. I've stayed in a one bedroom, and I've seen a studio, and I've seen the grand villa. You know, I'm going to be probably the oddball in this. I'm real negative Nancy towards these rooms for multiple reasons.
I'm with
for
you.
For multiple reasons. And number one, and I told this to the vice president. I was at a DVC event, and the vice president was like, hey, how do you like the new resort? And I'm like, I'm going to be real. It's like the resort, the Imagineers did all the awesome work. And then you guys called up Sabrina Soto from HGTV, and you asked her to design like a hip, rustic-y apartment for college kids in Seattle. Because that's really what these hotels, like if I was shopping for an apartment to live, they're kind of cool. They're small, like an apartment would be. The theming is just... Now, the cabins are a little different story. They really nailed it with the cabins. If the inside of the hotel looked like the cabins and had that feel and the beams, I would be way more into this. And also...
And openness. Yes. Openness.
But what about the three bedroom,
Terry? But the three bedroom is... that's a separate resort. You almost have to judge that like a separate resort. The studio, as far as I'm concerned, is unless you are traveling alone, it's by far my least favorite studio. It's sterile because it's all the vinyl flooring, but it's that wood-like flooring. I just don't... It's got the galley. I guess in the studio, you're not even... I mean, I don't notice the studio kitchen versus the one-bedroom kitchen to feel that much different. There's not a whole lot of sides difference. I think...
The difference there would be you don't have the dishwasher.
Right, but you know what I'm saying, like in size, they're both very, very minimal.
Yeah. Very small. Yeah, very tight.
I was hoping they were going to follow the trend that, you know, of the two bathroom like the Grand Flow and the Poly have with two bathrooms in the studio. And, you know, we stayed a couple nights in a one bedroom and really just, I mean, it was nice. The tub is kind of cool, but it's definitely not. If I was making a reservation, I would definitely do the Boulder side if that was a choice as far as the room. It just definitely was a much more immersive. These rooms don't even feel like they're in the Wilderness Lodge.
On the Boulder side.
Yeah, they fell flat. The amazingness of walking into the Wilderness Lodge like completely ended when you opened the door to your room, I felt.
Well, I'm not going to disagree. To me, I've stayed at every place in Walt Disney World. Laura and I have together. And I have to rank the rooms there at the bottom of the barrel, from what I can tell. They're like my least desirable rooms, just due to the size and due to the galley kitchen. And Valerie, where do you rank them in all of
this? Yeah, so I'm going to agree with you. Basically, towards the bottom, you know, Grand Floridian being at the top. And just I feel like that flow and that layout, I think also with Poly and their studio. I haven't been fortunate enough to stay in the bungalow, but I'm going to have to assume that that one is pretty spectacular too. But I don't know what happened with Copper Creek. I mean, I guess it is just because purely the way it had to be pieced together. But yeah, it's not one of my favorites. Now, granted, all DVC resorts have something to offer. And the resort itself, I think, makes up for the deficiencies perhaps in the room.
Oh, I have to agree with you there. That's a great point.
So, you know, it's kind of, if we're judging just on the room, I'm putting it towards the bottom of the list. But if it's as a resort as a whole, it's closer to the top.
Terry, what's your thoughts on ranking the room and then ranking the resort?
I think they're two different things. And I think if I'm ranking the resort, and like I said, the three bedroom is a whole nother level. The cabins are a whole nother level. Those are fantastic. It's almost like there's three DVC resorts contained in this property. The cabins and the three bedroom, you know, the Copper Creek Studio one and two bedrooms in the Boulder. I guess Boulder just goes up to the two bedroom. And so, yeah, I mean, just definitely not near the top. I would definitely put it towards the bottom. I'm pretty controversial on what my bottom DVC resort is to, especially longtime members, but these rooms definitely head that direction.
Laura, where do you rank this resort? We've stayed in them all.
Yeah,
so.
It's still not my favorite. My favorite's still Kidani. I know a lot of people would disagree with that, but after staying at all of them, that's my favorite, with probably Treehouse's second. I would say the rooms are definitely towards the bottom. I felt they were very kind of sterile, had like a institutionalized type feel to them, and I didn't feel like the Wilderness Lodge theming was in it at all. I didn't like the layout. I do like the resort itself, though. I would put that in the middle or maybe towards the top.
Yeah, it's definitely towards mine. Let's talk about transportation at the resort. Here we have the buses like all resort have, but on this resort, we also have two boat loops. What's your guys' take on the boat loops?
The walk itself down the wooden trail to the boat loop, which is really the only one I use that goes past the geyser, is lovely. So any time of day or night, it's always a very peaceful, relaxing trip. It's a short walk. I prefer the boats rather than monorail or bus. To me, it's a win-win.
Yeah, the boats are almost an attraction in and of themselves.
Yep, agreed. Yeah. That only gets you to the Magic Kingdom.
The other side is a resort loop via boat, and it'll take you from Wilderness Lodge to Copper Creek.
And also stops at Bay Lake, right?
Yeah, Bay Lake, right. Bay Lake, Wilderness, and Wilderness Lodge and Fort Wilderness Campground is the little trifecta loop there. So, and then the other boat goes from Wilderness Lodge over to Magic Kingdom. And I don't know, sometimes I've seen that boat go to Fort Wilderness first. I guess it depends on the time of day and how busy they are.
And then they have two different types of boats too, right? They have a smaller boat and then they have a larger boat. And I don't know if it's just driven by
the volume
of people that they anticipate at the time.
Yeah, it and seems weather. Like when the park's closing, they use the boats that are larger with that are more enclosed. And then during the day tends to be the smaller ones.
Yeah, and then you also pointed out as well that you like the fact that we can push strollers onto the boat, right?
That's a fabulous part, being able to take the boats, is you don't have to collapse the strollers. I mean, if it's super busy at the end of the night, then you feel like, you kind of have to collapse it to get people on. But it is nice to be able to just push that stroller right off the boat to the Magic Kingdom.
At the end of the night, is Chad normally asleep in the stroller?
Pretty much, yeah. Yep, yep.
Yeah, make her push me home, so.
That's how that
That's
goes.
Better than having to carry
I've
it.
Definitely been in the parks and had to push Chad out, so I can understand.
We just need to start leaving him there.
Well, you know, that doesn't sound too bad either, right?
Then my family of five could actually just get a studio at Copper Creek, because we would only be four then.
Yeah, see, and that's the other interesting thing that I have no... I don't understand why they did that, is why a one-bedroom only holds four people.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I was just going to say, just in DVC in general, how so many of the rooms, you'll actually be able to fit more in the studio than in the one-bedroom. More comfortably, too, because you'll have the two beds and then the pull-out. Especially, I think the Poly Studio did a very, very good job of making sure it was a comfortable layout, especially with that second bedroom. Not to, I don't own Poly. You would think that I did, as much as I talk about it. I think they did an excellent job there. And I just wish that, some of those other rooms, especially the one bedroom, we're a party of five also, and just having only two beds in most of them is a little bit squished. Kidani also has a pull-out chair, and I believe Old Key West does as well, and maybe a couple others. Yeah, it's a little bit tight quarters. So your choice is really kind of the studio or the two-bedroom.
Yeah.
And then the room types, though, I mean, overall, where we've talked about the limitations of some of the rooms, the studios maybe, how Terry described earlier, being a little smaller than some of the others, and then the one and two-bedroom layouts, the limitations we've talked about there. I mean, our recommendation, it sounds like, as a group, would be to, the best bang for your buck. Well, not necessarily bang for your buck, right? Because they're very expensive rooms. But looking at the cabins and the three bedrooms at Copper Creek are definitely something special, and room types that we would all, point value aside, room types that we would all recommend the highest at Copper Creek, right?
Oh, yeah. It's on our bucket list, right?
Oh, for sure.
Cabins are on our bucket list. No doubt about it. One of these days that will happen.
Right? Yeah. My daughter thinks for her 16th birthday, it's going to be a bungalow or a cabin. Wilderness Lodge. We'll see.
Three bedrooms they did. The reason those are different is they're on the very end of the resort. So they basically had the corner of the resort to work. And it was more construction there as far as taking walls out and building and laying out a real villa rather than just saying, here's the space that we have to work with and what we're going to call a one or two bedroom, right? So on the corners, they had that flexibility and they built what feels more like a home inside the resort.
And it's one of the larger dream villas.
I'm going to need to stay at one of those just so I can speak better about it. I need to experience it in order to be able to talk about it.
It's definitely
proficiently.
I mean, like two nights in May is over 200 points in a three bedroom. So, I mean, they are point eaters.
Yeah, I just looked it up on DVC Info, and they are 2,237 square feet.
2,000. Good size.
Yeah. Well, and there's only four of them as well. It's saying that there's 26 cabins there, and the cabins are 1,213 square feet.
So, Terry, you saw the three-bedroom. Can you tell us more about that?
It's just, it's massive. I mean, it's absolutely, it's one of the most open of the three bedrooms.
And it's all on the same level.
Big, massive sectional, a bar that seats five, a table that seats, I mean, 8 or 10, I think. I mean, the kitchen is still galley, but the island has seating for five. So if that gives you any indication of, it's very expansive. Then just three great, you know, one with a king and then two with two queens.
Yeah, we're excited. Next June, we're going to stay in a three-bedroom Copper Creek for a week.
Oh, you'll have to come back for a trip report on that one. All of us are envious of, and for the listeners as well. If anybody wants to do a cabin review or a three-bedroom review, let us know. We'll love to interview you and have you on the show to talk about those.
The cabins are fantastic. The location is great. They're definitely a little less of Point Hogs. They're not as good of a value as for your points as the three bedrooms. They're definitely not the bungalow at the Poly.
Yeah, but they're not the pointness of the Poly, right? Those Poly.
That's what I mean. They're not as much as the bungalows are the same as 25 nights in a studio value. At a jumbo house. So basically,
you're saying one night to 25.
Yeah. So basically, every hour is a night in a studio. So
don't leave your room, right?
Which is why, if you've ever tried to book them, they always seem to be available even days before.
Yeah, there's a lot of availability in those studios. I think what they missed in those studios, in those bungalows over at Poly, like the non-heated pool, they got right over at Copper Creek. Because that is definitely a heated spa over at Copper Creek.
Yeah, I think you stay in one of those, you just don't go to the parks. You just don't leave.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think
you walk in at 4 and you check out at 11 on checkout day and you don't leave.
If you do the cabins, you're definitely on a much quieter side of the resort as well. Bay Lake is definitely quieter than the Seven Seas Lagoon.
Just kind of recapping the rooms here. I think the general consensus is the four-person studios, four-person one-bedrooms were epic fails. We as members want that fifth person or the option of it. And that fifth person then comes back in and bites us in the two-bedroom room and the fact that we can only get 8 in there instead of 9. So like we have a family of 5, and if we want to invite a family of 4 with us, Copper Creek's just not an option. Happens. They only sleep 8 as well. So if we want 9 people, we're at a 3-bedroom there, or we're not staying at Copper Creek.
Or we choose the naughtiest kid to stay home. None of those options are really good, you know?
I don't know about that naughty kid staying home option, right? Don't tempt me on the right day. Do you guys agree with that kind of a consensus that the cabins are over the top, the 3 bedrooms are over the top, the other rooms, well, they're converted hotel rooms.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
But the deluxe studio, the studio being adequate, as long as you don't have that limitation of the fifth person, right?
Yeah, I mean,
I would say the studio is adequate if you're a couple that doesn't need a lot of space. I mean, I'll be honest, I'm not booking a studio with my wife unless it's the last choice on property. Wow. I would rather stay in the studio at Old Key West. My opinion of Old Key West is about that of Motel 6. So until the full remodel is done. So
you could get how many nights of
hate mail? I can see it rolling in now.
Those Poly points.
Oh, Jack, dude, I get some Old Key West hate mail on every Disney podcast I appear on. So now the remodel that's coming there is going to be fantastic. So don't if you're listening to this and you've stayed in a newly remodeled room, good on you. Disney should have done that 26 years ago or whatever.
You'll elevate it to Super 8 then?
Yeah, it'll at least be a Holiday Inn Express.
All right. Moving up.
And up until this last trip, that was my kid's favorite resort.
Because they had a seat in the bathtub and they could see the TV from there. Guys, that was it.
My kid's favorite resort is an all-star sports resort. Cheapest one.
Shh, this is a DVC podcast, right?
Oh my goodness, yeah. Like, guys, we'll stay there. We can split stay and stay there for 2 or 3 nights every trip.
Wow.
Save those points, right?
Save the points. That seemed like a pretty good place to stop. Again, if you'd like to see the show notes, go to mydvcpoints.com/006 for episode 6. We'll have pictures up there of the kitchen, the blockage. I'll even throw some pictures up there of my kids that are sitting on the balcony giving us a heart attack as they start to climb over. If you like the show today, please rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or your podcast player of choice. Also, I'd like one more final ask. If you haven't joined the MyDVC Points community on Facebook, please search for MyDVC Points community on Facebook. Click the join button. We'd love to have you join in on the conversation on this show and on future shows. Thanks for listening. Have a magical day. And we look forward to picking this conversation right back up in episode 7.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.